Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota, and there is definitely an art to getting organized. And like most talents, some of us are good at it, and some of us aren't. We need practice and help. I went to a New Year's Eve party, and we each named one word that was going to be like our mantra for the year. And the guy sitting next to me, his was organization. And yeah, and I haven't connected with him to see how it's going. But we've got a guest in the studio right now who can help us with it. Tammy Shotsko, she's a member of the National Association of Professional Organizers, and she owns We Love Messes here in Bemidji. She's here to help us get going with releasing the weight of clutter in our homes in 2020. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, and thank you for having me today. Oh, this is super exciting.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Before we get started, I'm kind of wondering how you got into the mess of organizing people.
So I get that question a lot, and it's a great question. And I honestly kind of fell into it. I feel like I've been organized all my life. And as I reflect back on my past, I realize that it has a lot to do with controlling what I can. So when my life is a mess outside, if I can control maybe the things around me, I feel better. If I straighten something up, I feel better, regardless of what's happening around me. It could be utter chaos. Mm-hmm. In 2009, I found the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, which at that time was just professional organizers. I joined them, went to the conference, and realized it was a thing. Like, people do this for a job. It's fun. And that experience of being in a room surrounded by 600 other people who organize and do it for real, and it's a thing, just validated it for me. And I started on the track of getting certified. I did that. I got certified in 2013. I think I'm the only certified professional organizer in northern Minnesota. It's totally voluntary, though. And then because it's such a fascinating study in psychology and how our brain works and how we do things differently, I started a master's in human behavior to kind of solidify the foundation of what I bring into homes when I'm working with clients.
Oh, what goes into getting certified?
It's, like I said, it's voluntary. So you can use education, but you have to have like 1,500 hours in the field doing skill transfer with clients before you could even sit for the proctored test. So it took me quite a few years to kind of get that much time in the field working with people. And then you just take the test and hopefully pass, and
right.
I did. So there you go.
Wow. I envision a room full of type A personalities.
You'd be surprised. It's a really different, there's all kinds of different organizers because there's so many different ways that we do things.
Right. You're in the business of getting people organized. How do you see it changing lives?
Oh my gosh. I always talk about that aha moment and seeing that in the client when it happens. And it's like their shoulders lift. It's like that weight lifts off them. Whatever the decision is, it might be something super tiny about letting go of one tiny article that means so much to them psychologically, and they let go of it, and their shoulders just lift. They take a deep breath, and it's like that little light bulb you see in the cartoons goes off on top of their head. And that, I do this more for that moment than anything else, because it's incredible.
Wow. People say it all the time. I want to get more organized. Mm-hmm. Where do people start?
That is also a great question. So you've probably heard the Chinese proverb of when the best time to plant a tree is, and it's 20 years ago, and the second best time is today. So I suggest starting today and doing something small. I don't like it when people rip into closets and take everything out and throw it in their room, and then they stare at their closet and go, now what? And they're out of energy, and then everything stays in piles. So we start small, we start attainable, and we build on there. So like a drawer, or a shelf on a closet, or children's toys, something that is doable and visual and you can maintain.
Okay. And you talk about a flow chart.
Yes, we have several clutter flow charts available, and they kind of, if you're stuck, they kind of walk you through the steps of what to do as you go through. Like, you start with your item. Do you use it? Do you love it? Do you need to keep it? You have to answer those questions to know if you want to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And the other piece of that is, if you think about it long enough, you will absolutely find a reason you need to keep it. So I really promote not overthinking things.
I was just thinking that about, yes. Do I need to keep it?
Yes. Which anyone who knows
psychologically,
me,
you can kind of do some tumbling over that.
I'm a super overthinker. I need to overthink everything, everything. So it's really hard also for me to just like when I'm sitting with a client, it's like, what's your gut reaction? What is that? Well, I don't need it right now, but, and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Listen to what you're saying. And then we just kind of push through whatever that is.
Right. And lots of, actually asked yesterday around the office, I said, what would you ask a professional organizer? And a lot of us are pretty good. A lot of us are functioning pretty well.
Yeah.
But a general consensus was, how do I get control of those little piles that you end up with piles of paper or magazines you're going to read later? Or it's paper piles that we end up with in our kitchens or on that desk that's off to the side of the dining room. I'm speaking from personal experience.
And I saw someone post in your Facebook page this morning about, are we ever going to be a paperless society? And I don't think we ever will. A lot of us are very tactile and need to have that piece of paper in front of us to actually do the task that the paper indicates needs to be done. Unfortunately, the best ways not to have piles is to not let them happen, which is counterintuitive because we're busy. We set it down. It's here just for now. And sooner or later, it just becomes part of the landscape and we no longer really see the piles and they just are there. And then nobody really has that huge chunk of time it takes to go back and address everything in the pile. So I like to say that addressing it now, taking the extra 10 or 20 or 30 seconds or even a minute to do whatever needs to be done with what's going in the pile, whether it's putting it away, taking an action, shredding it, throwing it, whatever, while you're holding that piece of paper is going to save you so much time and angst down the road when you're staring at a pile and all of a sudden you've got 3 hours on a Saturday afternoon you have to devote to putting away the pile. And nobody wants to do that.
Right.
Taking care of it in the moment, which is a tough, tough thing to do. Listen to that sigh. Yes, that times about 50. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Or in my mind right now, I'm thinking, well, if I could square away organizing time, square away a little bit of time every day or each week for that.
Which brings to a great point in that everybody says, I want to get organized. And I have to be the bearer of bad news and say, yes, we can get organized, but it's not a one and done. It's like emptying the dishwasher. What happens if you empty the dishwasher and don't refill it? The dishes pile up. Mm-hmm. So organizing is a continual process of going through the steps and then straightening and going through them again. It's a continual process. Nobody ever gets organized and stays there without some kind of maintenance program, meaning putting away the piles or addressing what's there.
Right. We've all been given gifts from people who we love a lot and who we love. They love us so much. Trinkets.
Best question. I know what's coming.
Trinkets or a piece of clothing. We end up getting a lot of trinkets over the course of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. How do you help people get over the guilt of getting rid of something?
Good. Gosh, you have a really good question. So that is everybody's personal journey. You can't really make someone get rid of something, which is never my goal in life. But we spend a lot of financial capital on our spaces, whether it's a garage or our house or a spare room we never use or a beautiful living room set that we bought that's now cluttered with stuff that we don't really need, use, or love. So I'd like to talk about, do you really love that piece? You may love the person that gave it to you, and just because you let go of the item doesn't mean you're passing judgment on the person that gave it to you. So you can do something as simple as talking to it, and I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of people need to pick it up, they need to tell the story behind it, and then they need to pass it to someone else to let it go. That's a totally great part of the process. Some people want to take a picture of it and keep the picture, totally fine too. Whatever it takes, but if you don't love the items that are in your home, you're not going to love your home. And I think we're such a busy society that we need to have space to come back to at the end of a long day or when we need to do some processing or we need to square stuff away that is safe and comfortable and loving for us.
Yeah.
And if it's cluttered full of stuff that we're keeping because we feel guilty not getting rid of it, then you're just adding to the angst in your head and you don't really have that space.
Right. We're talking with Tammy Schatzko. She's a professional organizer. She owns We Love Messes in Bemidji. When I talked to you about this interview, we were talking about home office, my home office in particular.
Yes.
I said, that's my area. And then you started talking about systems.
Yes.
Different people have different systems. And it dawned on me, I have a file cabinet and my files they're not in alphabetical order. They're not color coded. Some of the things that you had mentioned.
Right.
How do we find our system? It dawned on me, my gosh, I should be color coding or I should be organizing in alphabetical order.
Nope.
Okay.
The first thing is to subtract the knowledge that we have to do it a certain way, because I'm a very visual person. I like color coding. You might be very logical and like alphabetical or chronological. Neither one of those is wrong. It's how we think about it. So if I were to color code a system for you, your brain isn't going to register the impact and you're not going to be able to maintain it. So it's asking ourselves, what makes sense to us? Just because you go to Target and you buy this beautiful file system that is going to work for everybody and it's nice and shiny in the store doesn't mean that you are going to get it home and be able to implement it. Mm-hmm. We have to adapt things to make them fit the way we think. So remember we talked a little bit that day about that client that I have that has a file on his desk. It's a red folder and it's labeled, keep me out of jail. Very random. But in his mind, that's where he puts things like driver's license renewals and things that if aren't taken care of, he could potentially, this would never happen, but he could go to jail. So that's how he tracks those types of things. Mm-hmm. Instead of a reminder folder, he has that.
Right.
And it's really identifying what does your system look like. If you already have files, you have a system. You just need to tweak it so that you use it.
Right.
It's there.
Right.
And that's the whole point of organizing is that we sometimes tip into the crazy chaos and we need to have those systems in place so that we set aside time to equalize it back into the systems and put everything away.
Yeah.
It has to have a home.
We put a post on Facebook yesterday asking people what they need help with. And we got some responses and I thought maybe you could comment on them. Somebody said their garage.
Yep.
Somebody said their pantry, junk drawers, paper, can't stay on top of it.
Yep.
Do you have some responses to some of these areas that I think are trouble spots for a lot of people?
The beautiful thing about organizing is that no matter what the space is, the process is the same. So we developed a thing called, an acronym called STEPS. And it's sort, total, eliminate, place, and then straighten. So no matter what space you're working with, a pantry, a garage, a bathroom, paper files, you have to sort the stuff first. You have to total up what you have in each category. You have to eliminate. Okay, I retract that statement. You do not have to eliminate. You have to know that you have a place for everything that you're keeping. And then once you've put it in your home, that's your, or placed it in its home, then that's your system, and you go back and straighten it periodically. So it doesn't matter if it's a garage, an attic, photos, papers, doesn't matter. You do the same process. Mm-hmm. And I recommend not starting with a huge space, but doing like a bathroom closet or a pantry is a good place to start, but somewhere that's not huge that you can start the process, kind of get your footing, and then build on the success of that.
And how do we make organization, how do we make that our a habit?
I love that question. I love telling people to try to shoot for 10 minutes a day. Set a timer for 10 minutes. Make yourself do it. If you're still going strong at the end of the 10 minutes, if you have the time, keep going. If that timer goes off and all you're doing is churning things around, walk away because you're not going to get anything done and come back to it tomorrow. But try to get that 10 minutes or 15 minutes in every single day. Most of us have mobile phones with timers on them. I like the big pie chart so you can see the time going down. Set some fantastic music or a podcast, whatever keeps you moving and keeps you energized, and go for it for 10 minutes. And get the kids on board too, because they need to learn how to do this.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah. That's Tammy Shotsko from We Love Messes. She's a professional organizer and she's in Bemidji. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you very much.
For all these tips for helping us get 2020 off to an organized start.
Very organized year.
Yeah. It's a stress reliever.
It totally is.
Yes. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.